There's a number of changes possible. One we know is going to happen, or certainly half of it, is that Ian Bell's returning home because his wife's about to give birth. So he's out. He might well have been dropped anyway. Didn't perform very well in Ahmedabad. Johnny Bairstow seems to be the favourite to come in, but Owen Morgan could play. Another left-hander in the middle order wouldn't be a bad thing. And it's quite possible that England could go down the road of picking both Bairstow and Morgan and replacing Samit Patel, because he was pretty ineffectual with the ball. Bit unlucky with the bat, but hasn't really, for me, cut it as a test cricketer just yet. On the bowling side of things, not having Stephen Finn available again is a blow, because he would certainly offer more penetration with the ball, you feel, due to his pace, than Tim Bresnan did. Monty Panesar, for me, has to come in. We know we expect the Mumbai pitch to offer a little bit to the seamers early on, but certainly the spinners later on. And with Swan and Panesar bowling in tandem, that gives England the sort of threat they're going to need to take 20 wickets. But Finn not being available means that there probably won't be quite as many changes perhaps in the bowling lineup that there might be. Probably means that Stuart Broad and James Anderson will play again, and then it's up to England whether they want to go with five bowlers or four. If they go with four, for me, Panesar, Swan, Anderson, Broad is the way to go.
Do you think Graham Onions is someone that could get a look in? I mean, he did play against Mumbai A in the second practice game, so probably he could get a look in now that Stephen is injured.
Yeah, quite possible. I mean, he's a sort of different sort of bowler to Finn, obviously. He's much more sort of skiddy, gets the ball very, very precise and accurate, and that's, again, always going to do a good job. A bit more experienced as well, so you feel with Onions, he'll get a better measure of what the pitch is doing a little bit earlier on, and potentially giving England that added bite, putting a bit more pressure on the batsmen and making them work harder for their runs, so that obviously gives Swan the opportunity perhaps to attack from the other end.
Well, if Onions and Panesar do come in, let's just say hypothetically, then it turns out that England will have to make a call in terms of playing only one all-rounder out of Tim Bresnan or Samit Patel. Who do you think should make the cut, you know, especially because Tim Bresnan didn't really bowl well, and Samit Patel doesn't really look after the mark at this best cricket level?
If you're asking me if I have to pick one of Samit Patel or Tim Bresnan, I would still go with Patel, purely because of the fact that he bowls spin. Tim Bresnan didn't do an awful lot of the ball, neither did Patel, but because Patel's a spinner and he is a better batsman, for me it's not a brilliant choice between them, to be fair, when you think that the all-rounders that England have had over the years, or Flint off both of them, they're obviously nowhere near those guys. But if I had to pick one of them, I would still go with Samit Patel at this point. I think he's got more to offer with the bat than certainly than Bresnan, and certainly that we've seen so far.